The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
All right, well, Project Restart is underway to get live sport back. I was reading today, great news. Next Monday, British Horse Racing will be back, the Racing Post will be back, and, of course, the following Monday, Irish Horse Racing. And I think it's going to be on national television as well. Well, Joe Molloy has been out looking at golf, soccer and rugby. Any sign of light at the end of the tunnel, Joe?
Lots of light, yeah. Even yesterday, the light on your face when you saw me at the elevator, we hadn't seen each other face to face in so long.
Well, you were unshaven and thrilling. A bit unkempt, if you'd want to draw that into it. I didn't know, some vagrant had arrived into the building.
I could see the joy in your face, and it was a lovely thing to see. So where are we? Look, there's loads of light at the tunnel. I mean, you mentioned Project Restart, so if you want to pencil it in, for a Premier League restart, it looks like 19th of June we are up and running in the Premier League. We'll have a bit of Manchester United against Spurs, quite possibly that weekend. Where they are at the moment,
irrespective of positive tests, is it not conditional on the number of people who test positive?
It is, but testing has gone very well so far. So in the first tranche of tests they did a few days ago, the rate was 0.8%. That's of all Premier League players and support staff, management, all that kind of thing, 0.8%. By comparison with the Bundesliga, when they started testing 5 weeks ago, they were at 0.56, so negligible difference. So the Premier League and all the clubs were pretty happy with that. So they've proceeded, they're back training. They're going to vote tomorrow to bring the training to the next stage in terms of contact. And they're feeling far more positive about the whole thing. Even in the Championship, that league below the Premier League, the positive rate was 0.02%. So despite the UK not doing terribly well on the WHO charts, it would seem that Premier League footballers have managed to avoid COVID-19 in the main. So they're now very confident. The soundings are all good that we'll be back and up.
League of Ireland, are they coming back? It'll probably be November if the CMO has anything to do with it.
Well, it's complicated by a few things. I mean, they're testing four clubs who are due to go into European action very soon. So there were pictures, the likes of Jack Byrne of Shamrock Rovers being tested. The problem with the League of Ireland, Ivan, is that they need bums on seats. They need that money. Premier League, we're talking £1 billion. The reason the Premier League is coming back is because there's £1 billion at stake via TV.
So the same money isn't there here, is
that
it? No,
like if you take, the next bottom in terms of European leagues, summer leagues for TV money is Sweden. In terms of TV money, they have about 20 million coming in via TV. League of Ireland have next to nothing. And so the clubs are saying, look, we do want to play and the players want to play, but there's no effectively.
OK, there's no visible date for Irish soccer, is there?
There's not. Government or beyond are going to have to subsidise the League of Ireland.
Right. Well, not everyone can get a bailout. The golf, what's the story?
Well, it's up and running on June the 11th. So golf is coming back. The PGA Tour, we're less clear on the European situation. We had exhibition matches there at the weekend. You might have seen Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson playing behind closed doors. It all went very well. It worked well. So the 11th of June, Rory McIlroy is going to play the first three events from the 11th of June on the PGA Tour. And they are up and running. The only real doubt at the moment from a golf point of view is whether or not the Ryder Cup goes ahead in the States come September time. Increasingly, the players are saying they don't want to do it without the fans.
Okay. And that leaves us with a lot of people are missing Leinster rugby. Now, you wouldn't mind Munster or Connacht, but Leinster rugby is a huge loss.
Mick Dawson of Leinster came out in the last couple of days and said that we can't really sell season tickets. You know, this is just the quagmire they're in. So there are 12,800 season tickets at Leinster. The well-heeled types like you,
I get free tickets, of course. Carry on, yeah.
Well, you're the extra well-heeled type. Exactly. Okay, the next rung down on the ladder, they would pay about £750 a year for a season ticket. So there's 12,800 season ticket holders. Obviously, there are some cheaper tickets, but you're talking in the millions here. That source of revenue now for Leinster is gone. They can't give a date as to when fans are allowed back in. Philip Brown, the CEO of the IRFU, was out last week. He's not prone to hyperbole, Ivan, down the years. And he was painting an incredibly bleak picture. they're spending money they don't have. You know, the Six Nations and November Internationals, which they're hoping might happen later this year. If they don't, that's 20 million down the drain. And we're paying, you know, Irish rugby are paying very good wages to lots of players. And the revenue is just very quickly shutting down.
But tell me, Joe, can rugby operate behind closed doors in terms of its economics? You explained League of Ireland the problem. But in terms of provincial rugby, you know, all the stuff, the scrum and the nature of the contact sport, leaving the players' health aside, can the business model for Pro 14 or whatever work behind closed doors?
That's the key question, and you'd have to open up the books. If we have on one end of the spectrum League of Ireland, which can't, and you have on the other end of the spectrum the Premier League, which absolutely can, I'd say rugby's in the balance in that regard. I mean, the amount of TV money is decent. But yeah, here's the thing about Irish rugby. The international team, so when they pack out the Aviva Stadium, when they bring in money from Six Nations prize money and all that kind of stuff, the Irish rugby men's senior team brings in about 80% of the revenue, which then is dispersed across Irish rugby. So, you know, for Leinster, Johnny Sexton is paid by the IRFU. There are centrally contracted players. So you turn off that tap, that's effectively 80% of money gone. And can Leinster afford to pay the centrally contracted players? Of course they can't. So, you know, I saw Eddie O'Sullivan saying we're going to have big pay cuts in rugby very soon.
That's kind of the logic of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Finally, did you get in a round of golf yourself?
I am.
You're beyond the 5 kilometres, I heard. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone is beyond the 5K. It's just, I'd say, most people are breaking it with Gleef Bandon.
Oh, well, sure. People are going to die, Joe. This is outrageous. Right, I hope you enjoy your golf.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.